Ja, das wird das andere Beste. Sorry, nur das zugehört. Das zugehört auch mit Fessonari, Robert Scheider in Zeus claimed the Gufoi Omeria. Is a claim from the maximum you can change the value of the animal that did the damage, or no matter what's inside it should be from the animal, it's regular, so what's inside it should be from the animal, because it's Chatzinezek. Chatzinezek, the way to pay for Chatzinezek is the limitation in Chatzinezek is Gufoi. Or, no, at the end of the day, it's okay, it's regular, maybe it's an animal. That was a shadow of Bravo and the example of Reiser supporting it. Trying to prove that it's Gufoi and not here. And then when we left off, the Gemara was saying that, you know, this Braisa, what was the Braisa? Braisa said, you pay, the promise you pay, Gufoi. So you see Gufoi. But it also says, you pay, Nezik Gufoi. How can that? How can it be, you pay, Nezik Gufoi? I mean, if it's Nezik Shalim, and you're not saying it's like cutting it's like Kiregel Kamish. So why should it be Megufi? And I must be talking about Shinui, what we want to prove from this point about what we're discussing like Chatzinezek. So the Gemara then says, Loyal. The Gemara says, you know what? We can go that we're talking about Megufi. The method Tsoyo is normal, Tsoyo is Nezik Shalim, and yet it's Megufi. Why should it be? Because it's something called Tzad Tamuz and Kumri Menes. This animal is Nezik Shalim. Every Nezik Shalim is based, is built up from first Chatzin Nezik, and then we extended it to Nezik Shalim. Every Shoyimud, why Shoyimud pay Nezik Shalim? You get the base rate of Chatzin Nezik, and then extends it to Nezik Shalim. So Chatzin Nezik of every Shoyimud, the first half they have to pay, but it's like a Mishay Tam, which is the Megufo. The second half is the Ma'aliyah. Tzad Tam has been paying when you made it. Tzad Tam, the Tzad Tam Shaboy, that stays. So you've got Chatzin Nezik Megufo, and then the additional half Nezik, that would be Ma'aliyah.
That's probably another according to the
So it says the Gemara, the Gemara holds like Judah, and he holds that Tzoyos, you pay Nezik Shalim. But the family pain and the children is really made up of two halves. Half a nezek, which is half a nezek, and half, which is the other half. The first half is
That's the group, right?
Right.
So isn't that a little bit misleading? It's not only the group.
Right. So the domain that the Bryce told us, the brothers in the pain and the children, me group boy. It's misleading because we would say Nezik Shalim should be Megufoi. And according to this pshat at the moment, that's not the pshat. It's Chatzin Nezik Megufoi, and the other Chatzin Nezik is Ma'aliyah. So it's Nezik Shalim, Chelek Megufoi. Misleading, but that's what it
is. Yeah. But actually, it's very, very interesting. Just thinking about it, the half that's the full amount. It's not Megufoi. It's only the half that's
the other half. Nezek Shalim, entire amount. Mm-hmm. And Chelek is Megufoi. Half of Megufoi.
The other thing that makes sense about that is if every Chatzin Nezek is Megufoi, then the Chiddush of this Nezek Shalom is the other half, which is specifically not the group.
Yeah, you're asking a short
question. It's the same thing. Yeah.
We're all asking the same. Kudo, which is fine?
Yeah.
Valid. And what's in the Kudo? That when the Bryce says Nezek Shalim Yigufoi, it doesn't mean literally Nezek Shalim Yigufoi. It means Nezek Shalim, and there is an element of Yigufoi. Not Gishmak, but that's what we suggest to explain what's going on. So we have to have three lines from the bottom of the Omer, it's Ked on the Ali. Omale of Samo Bered of Ashir Rabin. Amad the Shamase Yehuda. When did we find this tribute that told you Tzad Tamos ben Kurma Yemedes? That was only said on Betam v'Nasemut. That's only on a case where an animal one time had the din of a tam, had the din of a tie. So he paid Chatzinez, like me, Bukhor. And then he got converted to become a Mord. And since he converted from transformation from a tab to a Mord, so he kept his original halakhahs and just built on them an additional half. So his original halakhahs were half, and an additional half, which is Me'alim.
Sorry, Rob, where are you reading from?
Three lines up, Yitzchak Simchan. Third last line on the page. Omale, Mevsamo, Hooray, Rebashi. You have it then? The two, you have it?
Omale, yeah. Got it. Thank you.
Omale, Mevsamo, Hooray, Rebashi, Rabine. Mevsamo, Mevsamo, Rebashi, Rabine. Ema, where, in which context did Shaman Salei, Le Buddha, in which context did we, did you hear that of Rabbi Yehuda? In which context did you hear it? That's a case of a time, the Nasimut. That's in a case where it was a time and became converted into a mut, transformed, or any other word you want to use, which meant when it changed its status or status from time into a mut. But the mut, which is also an animal which was a mut from the very beginning, Mishan, something which had the status of a mut from the very, very beginning. So always was in the realm of mood. So maybe it takes it with anything we go for. There's nothing we go for. Bishleima in a case where it once had a certain din and then it didn't change. So then we can discuss, do we say it's built on the original din or not? But something which always had a din of a mood, why should we say that it's got the element of a time inside? A mood is a mood, right? What would be if you have a nohosh that bites? Remember the Gemara and the Mishnah, which we didn't learn this together enough. There's Vavah with Aleph, no, with Beis, sorry, the Gemara, the Mishnah brings down five animals which are more than it's lost. And it's Zay, Varidi, Dui, Nona, Vavah, Nohosh, actually six animals, which are more than it's lost. They're more than it's lost, more than they're able to rush their Karen. Karen, they're more. So, Mitzkilos, would they pay me good for it? Would there be any element of good for it? No, they're more mitzvahs. They never had this thing of cutting and being goofy. There's those two here by regular. This regular, which is a and so it's cure, normal way. Major taste should have any element of paying the goofy. That's the cash of the Gemara. Depending the cash on the half a minute of the Gemara. You want to tell me the reason why you doesn't mean that it's not paying the goofy. Is because it's soyos, but the soyos has an element of time inside it. Why should it? Only an element of time. If you have a care, start off time, transform into mud, so it gets its original loss. It's something which never had a start off time, always went into the root of mud, so never an element of time inside. So why should we be good for it? That's the cash of the Gemara. That's because the CMH Chapez, they weren't here on Wednesday. We had Shiv, and certainly sorry that you missed. And unfortunately, the Zoom wasn't working, so I couldn't record it. So I just want to say over, and it could just so they should understand what we're talking about. There's something called Tzad Tamos Bimkoyim Emidah, which means there's certain halakhos which are relevant for a Shuri Tam, and certain halakhos which are relevant with Shuri Mordes. We know of two halachas, which there's a difference between shori tam and shori mod. Number one, the shori tam only pays chatin ezek migufa. Only pays chatin ezek migufa, chatin ezek, but that chatin ezek is only from, can be claimed from the value of the animal itself. The shori mod pays nezek shori, me'aliyah. That has no limitation. Nezek shori has to pay it. Come on, man. Let's say the animal's not worth that much. Doesn't matter. You still have to pay. Me'aliyah means you pay from the bank account, right? Me'aliyah from above, from somewhere else. Where does Shuri Tam pay from? Migufoy, from the value of the animal. So Shuri Tam, if the animal's only worth half, a quarter of what you damage, you only pay a quarter. Shuri Mod, you pay the full whack. Now, what's the din of a Shuri Mod? So there is a Shit Tribute that says, although I told you that you pay Me'aliyah, that's only on the second half. The first half, which we said you're a shaitan being legal for, that keeps that halacha. That halacha stays. The second half, the now became transformed into a mut, you have to pay nezek sholeim. On that was said you pay ma'aliyah. It's matzat tamos b'mkoy moy emetes. The original half keeps the same halacha. So the original half, you would pay migufa.
What's this for behind that?
But the Torah was mechadish mut. The Torah was mechadish on the second half. On the first half was there.
But the animal transformed. But you can say the animal transformed 100% into a moed.
That's a shayla. Is it transformed 100%? Or the Torah just put on it another 50% of a obligation? If you say it was transformed 100%, so then you're right. No. If you just said no, it was if it already had that. Then another Torah put on, slapped on it another 50%. All the halachas on the other 50%. That's one halacha, one case. Another case we saw is Tom needs shmira ma'ula. You need to do a proper guarding. A guarding that will protect it, even from a ruach she'ina matzur, even from something which is uncommonly, doesn't normally happen. A shemurut doesn't need that. Shemurut is good enough to do a shmira ma'ula. Here we have the opposite. Shemur is more kal. You only need shmir b'chusa. What's the din if the shemur had the shmir b'chusa? Are you potter? Again, Rav Yehuda says, you're potter for the chilek of the mord. You're still chayef for the chilek of the tam. That din that you had the shaytam needs the shmir b'chusa on half the animal, will still need that. And if you only did the shmir b'chusa, you're potter for the extra half. Extra half you have to damage. You have to pay for the first half. You have to pay that you need the shmir ma'ula for, and you will be part of it. So there's a chumrah and a kula. Tzad tam has been kumrah medes in the chumrah and a kula. Whatever the halachas of tam say, both the kula, there's only a good boy, and the chumrah, there is you need the shmir ma'ula. Yeah, lots of people want to ask questions. I'm going to do it if you say that people will ask. No, okay, Mother, I'm coming to you in a minute.
We're saying that the hesper of why shmir b'chusa is enough for a mu'ud.
But the thing is, once there was a din on this behemah, we're not going to take off the din. Right. The reason behind it maybe wouldn't be negir, but once an animal was chalal and din, which was negir for the first three times, that didn't stay. And the fact that Torah allowed you now off on the Shmir Ma'ula, that was only for the new day of
The Shmira is protecting the animal. We were saying that a short tam needs less protection.
The other way around.
I mean, sorry, are you saying a short Ma'ula needs more less protection? Yeah. Wow, what's this for? Because it's so tough, but so aggressive. What does it mean?
Good honor, and indeed, we actually discussed this many, many months ago when we learned Hakodesh. The Rosh gives a svara because people know that more, they know to keep away from it. And that we don't need to do as much of a shmir. But if you need the svara for the Rosh,
so one
to protect from them. Yeah, we're going to do it. Okay, so that's now the shatter. Those are the two alokas of the Tzad. So now we're saying that this Gemara is the same thing, that this animal that did Tzoris. So Tzoris, it was, it belongs to holds like some good story. You pay Nezek Sholem, but Nezek Sholem, don't you remember we just said by Shemur that every Nezek Sholem is made up of two halves, Tzad Tamos and Tzad Mu'ud. So too by Tzoris, you should pay those two halves. It's made up of the two halves, it's Tzatam and Tzad Mu'ud. To which the Gemara says, how can you compare it? By the Shoytam, that changed. So then it was made up of two halves. And the original halacha that was Chalamit, that it was a Tzad, and he paid me good for it. And now you have a new halacha. So that new halacha is only on the second half. But here, it was Kiyuche, he never ever had that original halacha, which was only on half. It wasn't regular. Okay, made it champagne, Aliyah. There's no tzad of champagne here. Me goofing. That's the shayla of the Gemara. Good. So what you're obviously probably thinking about is what a hungry people want, but not otherwise. So the question which all our chayim are bothered about. What is the havamina? So said, the Gemara says what is the havamina? There must be some havamina behind it. What's it said that tzoris should be hatzi nezek migufo? What's it said? Tzad tamus mepiramendi. There is no tzad tamus. That's the kash which the achrayim are bothered about. So if there is bothering you, you're in good company. Not every achrayim that's bothered about you. If the Gemara has a havamina, it must make sense. And still he says that's not going to be remembered. Very, very difficult. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, so that's a difficulty. The question.
The method. If you want to be, you just ask to throw it out for later generations. I'll come and ask it. They asked your question. I thought maybe we put in there. So if someone let you call them, would come up with this idea.
And why shouldn't they come up with this idea?
I don't know. If they did, you can already talk it out.
Okay. I wasn't one of them until I saw, but I made a lot of people. A lot of people. Hello. Keep coming. Velozo. So we have to say new chat. That can't be the time. Why did the Velozo say you pay Nezek Shalom? Good for you. What's going on here? Why did the Velozo say you pay Nezek Shalom? Good. Why should he pay Nezek Shalayim Gufo? If it's serious, it should be Nezek Shalayim Me'aliyeh or Chatzi Nezek, but not Nezek Shalayim Gufo. Those two don't work together. You can have Chatzi Nezek Gufo. That could be, that was Robert Shalayim. You can have Chatzi Nezek Me'aliyeh also maybe, because maybe it's serious, it's not Gufo. But one thing you can't have is Nezek Shalayim Gufo. It's a stira. If it's Nezek Shalayim, it means you're treating it malish like a mood. It's malish like a mood, and mood is mali. So why not should it be removed? That's the difficulty on the Gemara. That's the Gemara's catch.
How about it's a protective measure?
Protective for what?
To prevent these kinds of things from happening. So,
hello. Kikam Evelozo. It's a midday new shot. Hello. Kikam Evelozo. And the kikam evelozo, top line of omen base, kutches omen base. What is pshat? Why should be nezik shalim migufay? Kikam evelozo, nezik shalim. You know why he spoke about nezik shalim? Kegoin de'ayayit. Kegoin de'ayayit. Now this is a big shayla. What do these words mean? Kegoin de'ayayit. What do those words mean? Evelozo said that nezik shalim is in a case when the animal became a mut. It was tzoris. It was a tzoris that became a mood. What on earth does it mean, tzoris that became a mood? How can I have a tzoris that became mood? Tzoris that became a mood. What's that meaning? A tzoris that became a mood. That's why I'm also said you paid it. I'm going to have to see Rashi. Rashi is going to give us a short time. What on earth does it mean? Tzoris. Every tzoris is okay. Tzoris is not mood. It's okay. Every tzoris is okay. And serious, they become a mood. What does a mood mean?
A specific animal that we
touch. What does a mood mean? Mood means that it's okay, that's normal, right? It became, did something unusual, that's it, three times, then became, fourth time, it became normal. Mood, an animal, and the six animals which we saw, are mood mitzchilosa. What does it mean by mood mitzchilosa? It warns mitzchilosa. What does mood mitzchilosa mean? It's more the promise. It's to do that. So mood means that's what teva is. So if it's went serious and it's normal for an animal to kick up stones, it's okay. That's what the Gemara said, Muhammad Adam. It's okay. So what's it mean by an animal that became a mood for serious? What does that mean? An animal that became a mood for serious. An animal is mood for serious. What does that mean? And what's the Gemara mean exactly? But it's a mood. It became a mood. So what's that mean? So we have two psalms in the Rashi, and it will take. Hello. Third line down on the base in Russia. Hello. Iboys la'ikme b'tzoyes kirachai. If you want to say, and this price that you have, on Amanarab, it said, beloved, said, beloved, said, and you want to establish it, talking about in a normal tzoyes, or the mission by the Romo, to the group of the Shari, and to answer, or solve the shine that the robber had, do you pay me good for it? Lo yituk ma b'tzoris l'chadim. You can't talk about normal cases of tzoris. V'chi uche. A tzoris happened one time and in the normal manner. That means we had a price that said that Rabbanon said you pay chati nezek mi good for it, and Rabbanon and the Rabbanon said you pay nezek shalei mi good for it. What's that price of talking about? If it's talking about a normal manner, it kicked up stones in the normal manner, then you can't say that. It won't work. Because maybe the Rabbanon would say Chatzin Nezek Migufoi, it could be. But if a lot of wouldn't be able to say Nezek Shalom Migufoi, if it's serious, and you hold like Sumpus, and then Nezek Shalom, it'd be Mali, and if you hold that Rabbanon, it'd be Chatzin Nezek. So where would it be? Nezek Shalom Migufoi. So you can't talk about the normal case of tzuris. So what is the writer talking about? Says Rashi, Loitukma, and last white line again. Loitukma with tzuris the chadzimna, don't establish the case talking about tzuris in the one-off time, v'chiyuk in a normal manner. Jim Kane, if that would be the case, the v'loza or l'mishkachatma, you won't understand the v'loza. Yeah, which one?
Okay, I understand. I don't need word. It's like, Mishkahas.
You won't find it.
Don't understand.
You won't find it. Yeah. You won't find it. You won't find the case you didn't pay in Leverosa. Why would it be contra Leverosa? You pay Nezik Shon and Migufa. You won't find it such a lot.
Migufa was talking about for a second.
You'll see. We'll see. At the moment, if it's normal, it can't.
So I know we have to find a case that would apply, but right. If we found the case, then.
Yeah, that's going to be the last one. Yeah. Hello, says Rashi, hello. Bit the Shoni, bit serious. The Rashi now got two songs. We're going to the first part of Rashi. The first part of Rashi is bit the Shoni, bit serious. We're talking about the animal did something different. It didn't just kick up a stone as he was walking. Rather, he did the Be'ita, he went crazy. And he kicked up a stone in that manner. So he went wild and kicked up a stone, and that stone went and broke something. So he did a shinui in Tzoriyot. His shoni in Tzoriyot. Ve'yayed shloi shalzim. And he did that three times. He became a mord for three times during that act of being wild, kicking up stone. So it's the type of a carrot, right? He kicked up stone wildly three times.
Just to be clear, three times then also broke a tree.
Let's say yes. I don't know if that actually needs that.
Okay, it should be. You just stone landed harmlessly.
Yeah, okay, it should be. Yeah.
But it broke something three times.
No, okay. Okay. It shouldn't need it. It should not.
I
don't know.
And who would have won him if he didn't break anything?
That's true. Yeah. You know, both of them. The act is what made him wild. You're saying it all becomes more, you need to be able to bring him to base. You need to bring the animal to base. Not to bring him to base, you need the person got damaged to bring him to base. So you need to actually have something that broke. It's really only as a tenai or such. So you're right and he's right.
Well, okay. Won't be like a territory judgment.
No, don't work. Okay, so we're talking about a case where he did the shinoi, and he became a moed after three times. With this, he became a moed three times through doing this. The holder hameleka okay, it now becomes his normal manner of behavior. No, the holder now reverts. Reverts to become his normal manner.
Yeah.
I mean, an animal, as it's walking along, it's normal to pick up stones. Normal man. He now kicked it. He kicked it when it went wild. Now, this kicking now became transformed into a part of his normal manner of walking. Because when he walks, he's normal to pick up stones. And now he was kicking three times, so it became part of that normal manner of walking. Right? And, what you mentioned used quite often. No, Bahoki comma. He was became more three times through doing this. Bahoki with this. The holder, now that he, this is been more, and now reverts. To become like it's okay. Till now, it's been there's been okay, and there's been something which is not okay. And now this is not part of the okay. So it comes back into his normal category of walking. So we have a case of an animal that was doing normal stories, would be normal for it. Actually, this animal was doing weird stories, but since he did it so often, it became like it's okay and came back into the category of normal stories. So now, what's the unlock in that case? Do we say it's regular, or do we say it's carrying?
The first time, he's not just walking, he's kicking the stone, but it's carrying.
Oh, that's a shame. The first three times of kicking the stones is definitely carrying. But now that he did it three times, and now it became normal man of him, does that make it therefore transformed to be a chelek of his normal walking?
It's kicking abnormal.
It's kicking out on top.
He's a time, he's a time, all of a sudden he's a move.
Right, so that's the way I answered it was that an animal has a normal tendency to kick up stones as it walks. Right?
By walking.
Has a normal tendency to kick up stones by walking. That's the normal tendency of it. Now, this animal actually went and kicked stones as well, and did that three times. So now that became its normal tendency. So that now becomes part of the normal tendency that he has when he walks. It's like an extension. Yeah, his. That means this kicking became part of his kicking up stones with normal walking.
Rolf, with Karen, doesn't Karen have to be with intention? So here you have to prove. To keep it as a kirin, you have to prove that he's intending to consistently kick it up to do some kind of damage.
Very good argument. So we'll come to that in a minute. I'll come to you all in a minute. Let's just get clear at this point. We're saying that this an animal can be chayav nezek sholim for kicking up stones. How? If it does it normally, walking, or not in nezek, depending on silver level. If it walks normally, it kicks up stones. That's called normal behavior. Now, why is there a way of it kicking up stones in a different manner? Would that be part of that? No, if it kicks up stones in a shinoi, that's a different category. It's a different category. Why? Because it's different. So you have stones which is normal, and you have stones which are different. And then he does this different thing a number of times. So it becomes normal. It becomes normal, then it goes back to the other category. It becomes part of the other category.
Why
he always had that category that normal stones get kicked
out. He's kicking. He was never.
What's different about kicking?
It's Karen.
Why is it Karen?
Because
it's not normal. So it is normal for this animal.
After the three times.
Yeah.
So it's so it becomes a Karen.
It's still
Karen. Yeah, it's Karen. It's Karen, Karen, Karen to begin with. Karen to begin with.
But it's Karen becomes
a Mord.
It's still a Mord.
It's regular. It's regular. What's the halacha of a regular things that get kicked out?
It's a shaman.
If you're on, no, you're born on. Regular stones are as the animal walks, picks up stones. How do you characterize that? Okay. And what's okay? No, an animal walks along and picks up stones in a normal manner. But every animal would be normal. It was that it kicks up stones as it walks normally. That's so it's okay. Right? That's the animal has that category inside there already. So is okay, not in it. And this animal did also so is not okay. And then he did that three times. So it became so is okay. That's for a minute, so is okay. So it became part of that category of so is okay.
But there's two different ways of doing it. So if it's, you have to watch how the animal's doing it, if he did it in the normal way, or if he did it in this unusual way.
But what's unusual? Unusual. But once he does it, unusually, then he becomes usually unusual.
No, but he has an objective and subjective unusual.
Oh.
So for this animal, it's
for this animal,
subjectively normal, where it's still objectively abnormal.
Right.
Okay,
so, for this animal, it became usual. Since the Rabbanon, we have to come to these points. Since the Rabbanon, this is now regular. This now becomes regular. That's how Rashi understands it. This animal now becomes regular. It kicked up stones in an unusual manner, but it became usual. So it became its usual manner of picking up stones.
And Rob, don't you then have to retrofit? Don't you have to then retrofit? Because if it becomes regular, then the first three must also be regular. If you come to see that the future is like that.
It's a big shine, actually, a whole Indian of Moor. What's Pshat in Moor? Is Pshat always like that? It's a simon. Or it's a siva, but let's go with the pshat. It's a siva. Siva means the reason why it's a mud is because it did it three times. The reason why it's now a wild animal is the three times it did wild things. That's why its teva is like that. Why is a wild animal a wild animal? Because its teva became that way, because it did this act again and again and again. Oh, it became a wild animal. So from now on, that's when it did it. But let's just get back to this point, because it's a lot of difficulty to it. Rashi's learning here. This animal, it did an unusual manner of service. There are usual manner of service where it would be normally regular. But this animal did it unusually. They did it three times. So after doing it three times, it became usual for it. If it became usual for it, then it's like regal. And if it's regal, so what's halacha for regal? Usual regal, how much do you pay? Chetzi nezek. So maybe you pay chetzi nezek. No more regal. You pay chetzi nezek. That's what. So why is it migufoi? The right Rabbanon says chetzi nezek migufoi. Why is it chetzi nezek migufoi? The choice is migufoi. Like Rabbi Hashaina, the choice is migufoi. Not this right is telling me that the choice is migufoi. Pay chetzi nezek. Why chetzi nezek? My because it's serious. I did it differently. Doesn't matter. Because it's normal for it. If it did the normal, it's like regal. If it's regal, chatzin nezek. And why me good boy? Chatzin nezek. Sorry, guys, is me good boy. Sorry, I'm cutting you short. Just write down here. So, because I have to get this point clear. So, we got this chat so far. We haven't got to Rebelez yet. This chat so far is a chiddush. You have an animal that does an act which should be a Karen. I want to now bring in Svi's point here. This animal did it with intention to damage. So even if it gave its normal manner, it still was intention to damage. Which the Chor is another form of Karen. Right? Even if it's normal for it, he did it with Kabbalah. Because that's that Sri's like, isn't Karen something which is Gavon al Azik? Why did it? How did Sri know that Gavon al Azik? Because Sri's saying we learned to doubt him along with the beast. They're like, no, Karen is Gavon al Azik.
The action
began was
still machine.
So this is the tree is good. The big in the big Medrash, and this we discussed right at the beginning of Kids of the Regal. Yochariot, there wasn't Gavon al Azik. Yochariot, but Mishuna itself is the reason to be a shinah, to be Karen, right? To be Chatinet. Yochariot, there wasn't Gavon al Azik. We don't have a Raya, it was Gavon al Azik. It was an egg that was Mishuna. It was an egg Mishuna. Okay, so the egg Mishuna did it three times. One time, two times, three times. The fourth time it does it, it's not Mishuna. If it's not Mishuna, then it goes back to Regel. And if it's Regel, then it's Chatzinezek, like every choice. Rabbi Nezek Shalim, because it's not Karen, it's Regel, because it's now normal for it. Right. Normal tzoros, you pay chatzinezek, you don't pay nezek shalim. And why did you pay me gufon? Why did you pay me gufon?
Because tzoros.
Because the Rabbah told you and the shalim about it that chatzinezek tzoros, you pay me gufon.
That's not the Karen. Karen aspect of it.
No, Rabbah and the shalim. Chatzinezek tzoros is the gufon of my life.
So
the gufon.
It's the
gufo
when you're dealing with
a soros,
which is
shan,
which is
mishan.
No, but you know what we're talking about. How you have an egg, you have two different soros right now. You've got a soros, which is orchid, right? Then you have soros, which is shan. Mm-hmm. And then after the one that's shan, for this particular animal, it's now become normal. But for other animal, why do you need to compare those two situations and say that just because it had an element of Karen here, this one, there's no Karen aspect of it. Karen is where we have the on the gufo. It's silent as here. Why, what right do we have to apply Karen to this regel?
If you're sure saying the bonding akasha, I'll say it already a little bit long. I'll say over his question. His question is, first of all, let's see what we ask. Yeah, and then I'll bring your question. Very good. Please ask a question. Very big. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying the Braisa told me that you pay Chatzinezek Migufoy. Why should it be Chatzinezek Migufoy? So I'll tell you why. Chatzinezek, because it did something differently. And it did it four times differently. So the fourth time he did it differently, is it different? No. So it's normal tzoros. And tzoros you pay. And you pay me gufoy because Chatzinezek tzoros, you pay me gufoy. Like Rabbi Shai. That's what the Braisa is saying to him. Says Yeshua, who tells you that Chatzinezek tzoros, you pay me gufoy? Maybe only in this case you pay me gufoy because the first three times they damaged, how much would you pay? First three times you did it differently. Yes. How much you pay Chatzinezek? Why?
Karen.
And the Chatzinezek you pay, me go for it. So the fourth time, it keeps that original thing. That's why you pay me go for it. How do you know that in a normal regal of service, you would pay me go for it? That's
very good.
If I have a
couple of weeks, you get a fourth time, it's not common, you say.
Yeah.
Even though it's we're putting it back to rivals.
Yeah. But then they can buy out this whole Chav Rashi, and we're going to see Rashi himself doesn't like it. They can buy out the whole Chav Rashi, and the Rashi telling you, even though this animal is only subjective,
yeah,
that's the word used. Okay, they still can, should still be Karen, but Rashi knows it's regular. Since it did it three times, and now it's normal for it, it left the category of Karen and went back to regular. And that is difficult as a plan. That is difficult in this chat. But it's Mefurish and Rashi, that's how Rashi learned. That's difficult in this chat. Rashi's learning it that it was Tzoros, and Tzoros is normally regular, but in this case wasn't. In this case was Karen three times. And then the fourth time, it became normal, it's now regular. And that's very, very difficult to understand. As you asked on Thursday, what we didn't have Shiv, but we're talking about Thursday, what would be in a Shisarabim? Animal walks three times, Shisarabim kicks up stones with his passion. With Chayim and Shisarabim, Bodhi and Shisarabim. Chayim and Shisarabim, right? It's good. The fourth time, when it's normal,
is now off the hook.
Is now off the hook.
Makes no sense.
Makes very difficult for us to understand, right?
Yeah.
That's how can it be? A fourth time, you're more bottle than the first three times, which is obviously very difficult to understand. Such a
chapter. Hold,
but anyway, Rashi said, let me just.
I know Rashi.
Okay. Rashi's so bad.
But no, Rashi's okay.
Good. So we have to understand Rashi. Okay, so Rashi, this is a big difficulty in Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying, they're going to have Bono of the Bryce. The first three times, it's caring. The fourth time it's normal, and if it's normal, it's serious, and therefore it's chatzinetic serious, which you play chatzinetic. You don't be netic sholem because not keren, even though it was mishona, because that's normal, you play chatzinetic. So that's the first part of Rashi. Yes, sir.
How can the rabbis ignore the benefit of hindsight? In other words, I understand the first three times it was keren. And once they understand that's actually part of the animal's instinctive way of being in the world, so much so they can change to regal, then surely that should they should revisit the narrative for the first three. Surely they can't ignore that.
Similar to your question before, and okay, I'll explain to you very, very simply and quickly. Why is it normal for it? Is it normal because since we see it three times, we now know it was always normal for it? Or no? An animal, its really tendency should be very calm and placid. It suddenly got some itzara to kick. That gave it inside it a certain element of anger. It then had another itzara to kick, and that instilled inside it stronger that itzara of anger. And then again had a small itzara to kick, and that made and strengthened inside it its teva for anger. And now it's an angry animal. But beforehand it wasn't. Find it was calm animal. Well, how do you get on? People can do a bit. If it happens three times, it becomes human. So, Shana Hutra, a person does something twice, it becomes now part of his teva. With an animal, it's after three times. An animal does something three times, then it becomes part of its teva. So, you can't have hindsight. It's only now it's teva to be an angry animal. The point there wasn't.
But why would it stay? Why would it then keep the moed story? If an animal keeps goring the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time, you're still the moed. You don't suddenly say, okay, it's become part of its, you know, chetzi nezek. We don't say such a thing.
By moed, rather not. Because by moed, the loss of an animal by keren that damages in a normal manner is nezek shonim. It's dafka by tzorius we have this shayla, because by tzorius, the halacha is of a regular animal that does tzoris in a normal manner is chatinezek. So maybe an animal that did keren of tzoris a number of times, maybe then it'll become into nezek sholim. Maybe then it'll become chatinezek. Instead of becoming nezek sholim, it becomes now in the normal category. The normal category is chatinezek. Kiddush. So we haven't finished with this Rashi at all, but we'll come back to it. But at the moment, we're just saying what Rashi said. Rashi is saying it's according to Rabbah, it's regal. Regal is chatzinet. What's Rebbe Elazar? What's Rebbe Elazar hold? There's Rashi Vaita. Where are we, Rashi? Oh, we are Rabbah. So we were by that Hoda Havale Okay. Remember that is? It's four lines down in the narrow lines of Rashi. Second one of the line is Okay. First word is Lib. So it begins with normal manner. Rabbonon said that every normal manner, Rabbonon said, normal manner, is considered a kishat tzuris, just like any other tzuris. To more than it's philosophy that they are moved from the very onset. And nevertheless, they only pay chatzinetik and they're more hainami, this one. The Shoni that did something different, the Yai and became a Mu'ud, Loichomo can't be any worse in Mu'ud Mitzchilasa than an animal that was born with such a Teva. Ve'ein ado mitzoyis, and there's no such element of mu'ud by tzoyis sheshinapen, by tzoyis they did something different. It's not shaykh mu'ud, by tzoyis they did something different. Because since it's normal, and even a normal tzoyis, you only pay chatzinet, so a mu'ud, a tzoyis of shinapen, will never change to a chatzinetik. The first three times was Karen and chatzinetik. And the fourth time will be just like any other tzoyis, which is chatzinetik. So it's not shayach b'chlal, the idea of nezek sholem by tzoyis. Rabbah, comes Rabbah. Omedik toni miguf. And since the Bryce said you pay miguf hoy, alma tzoyis kiuchay, so you see that tzoros done in the normal manner pays migufon. Why? Because this animal, why is he paying chatzinezek? Why is he not paying nezek shalim? He did something different. Why is he paying chatzinezek? Because it's okay. Okay. And we're paying migufon. So you see that Surya is super me.
They hold that it's because of the Torah Messina, right? It has nothing to do with it. So how do we want to compute the Torah Messina? Because they have two theories.
Surya is a normal person. Surya is a normal man. I'm not the Mishra Messina, it's Chatinut.
Okay.
So that's what happened to him. He did Surya in a normal manner. He did that unusually. Four times and came usual, and the Torah said such a thing in Torah is in a normal manner. You pay
okay, but the first three times though had nothing to do with the Torah Messina.
Right, that's the commission, the very big commission.
Right, the first few times it's touching that because it's Karen, and it's Begufo first. Mm-hmm. It's Begufo because Karen, that's part of the Palapa Karen, right. Of Ketzinezek.
The first three times it's Ketzinezek Begufo because of Karen. Fourth time it's Ketzinezek Begufo because of Torah. That's what's changed.
The right. Question is where? What are the first few times if it's just around that?
Right.
Right.
That's that would come out something crazy. Difficult for us to understand. First three times it's just around him, be chayav. And the second time, fourth time, it's just around him, be potter. Obviously, they can't be, but we have to do it. That's so far what it said. Okay. Now, what's the Vibelozo? Now, let's try and work out Vibelozo. Vibelozo told me you pay Nezik Sholem. Me goofy. Rebelozo, you mean Nezik Sholem, me goofy. Why? Rebelozo, Sama, Tetsuyois, Kiro Kayo, Kiro Abonon, the Ligia Zones. But Rebelozo holds a normal Tsuyois. Tsuyois happen in a normal manner. You pay, he holds that the Abonon, the Ligia Zones. How much you pay Tsuyois, Kiro Kayo? Hesitant. Mishoni ve'yayit, if he did it three times, different, and he did it three times, and he became a mu'ud, nafke mitol odir, yeah? Since he did it differently, it's come out from the told odir, yeah? Benase told odir. Since he did it differently, it's changed and gone away from the told odir. This is Rebelozo speaking. It's gone away from the Toldo Rega and it's become the Toldo Karen, the Yesh the Hemadon. And therefore, since it now has a din of Karen, it's Shaykh Hador, the Shaykh Nezik Shalim, to pay Nezik Shalim. Why would you pay Nezik Shalim? It belongs to him. Since you did it differently, it was Karen. Since the act was different, it was Karen. Karen time.
First
time Karen, second time Karen, third time Karen, fourth time also Karen. It's Karen. It's in the Masalun of Karen. It's in the root of Karen. And what's the halacha by Karen that has a mu'ud? How much do you pay? Nezek Sholem. That's what happened there. This animal did something differently three times. Come to Rabbanon, say that become more common than regal, which you normally do in a normal manner, which you only pay half. So if you do it three times in a normal manner, became normal, can't be more common than that. So you only pay half. And Rabbanon and Rabbanon said, no, Makdom. It's got completely different ballgame. In the case of Tsuris Kiru Chayu, which one of the obvious and Ezekiel is it? Tsuris Kiru Chayu, it's Regel, told of Regel. But if it did it differently, it's a completely different muscle. Which muscles are on? Karen did something differently. Karen, what's the halacha of Karen? An animal that does something three times, you pay. Not three times, you pay. And if it did it the fourth time, how much do you pay? That's exciting. So the main apostle, you pay as exciting. Come to our bottom, it's regular. Regular chatzinezek. So it's a regular chatzinezek. Come to Ebelozo, Makdom, it's Karen. And more of Karen, you pay as exciting. So why do you pay the good for it? That Thomas don't claim any member. That's the answer to explain the price. Where the machlekes, the belotz and the chachamim, whether you pay chatzinezek migufa, whether you pay nezek shari migufa. Why should you pay chatzinezek migufa? What's pshat in the chachamim? Why should you pay chatzinezek migufa? Teretz is, we're talking about a case where he did something unusual. He did it four times. Since by regel, in a normal manner of tzuris, you only pay chatzinezek. This is also that you've got regel in a normal manner for it, at least would pay no more than chatzin ezek. Migufo, you could say it's pay migufo. And the lonol, no, this maslul of Karen, town, you pay chatzin ezek migufo. And the fourth time, you pay ezek sholem with an element of migufo because satan was So that's the case. It did something weird three times. And the fourth time, it's not weird anymore. Right? So according to something expected. So according to Rabbanon, what's the deal of normal service which I expected? How much do you pay? Chatzinez Megufay. So this one also you pay Chatzinez Megufay. But Rabbanon says, no, this is Karen. And Karen you pay after the first three times you pay Chatzinez. So the fourth time you pay Shalem. So you pay Nezek Shalem. May go for it. Why me go for
it?
No, bro. Thank you. I have to never think of it. Thomas been going my own.
So, so Rabbi Lezer reports that what happened on the fourth time does not convert into a regular. It's still all there. It's still there.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now I said, I know where you're coming from. You're coming from these words. Rashi says, he holds that upon the biggest of us, Vishoni Vayayed, Nafka told the regular Nafka told the king. They're saying, it sounds like only after the Moor, that's when he gets from. And then, yeah, I hear your dig very much, but if you look at Rashi later on, it goes over again. Well, we'll get there. Rashi, the next Rashi in brackets there, Rashi says quite clearly, "Kim the Shimayu Nafkum in service to Egel." Hardly didn't care. Rashi already on the first time, and it'd be very hard to understand why it should only be on the fourth time. It'd be very, very hard to understand why in the first three times it's unusual. That should be Egel. And the fourth time, and it's somewhat unusual. Now it's Karen, and very hard. The Chayyim Rashi means, although I must come to you, the loss of Rashi is a little bit deceiving. The next Rashi is draw that like this, and I think we can put it as well in it. And now, look at the case of Shomri, this whole case is the fourth time. It was not to be told to the egg, not to be told to the egg. And that's how I understand it. So we have here the first Mahalach, which is Mahalach Elis, got a bunch of kashas on it, then a halak on it, would become a halak rashi. Then that's a bonon. It was a shinoi. It had the din of keren the first three times, but somehow or another on the fourth time it lost its in keren, moved over to rain. Right?
According to Rabban.
Very hard to understand what it should be. And then we had to go to Rebbe Elazar. That might be done. It was always Karen, Karen, Karen. And therefore, it goes with the Maslul of Karen, the track of Karen. What's the track of Karen? After four, so three times, the fourth time, how much you pay? That's Ikshalim. So Rebbe Elazar says you pay an Ikshalim.
Unhappy.
And then Ikshalim. And is it big group for it or not? So half of it. Right? That's the first malach. Second malach of Rashi. This is not going to be overtime already. What should we do? Yeah, but this is not going to be a chapter C. This is not going to be. We'll try and do it for another 5 minutes. This is not going to be another pshat. Another pshat of Rashi. Much easier pshat. Ela b'diyayin b'tzuris. These are the words of the Gemara. Ela b'diyayin b'tzuris. Ki ruchai. Lost the difference. Rashi says, a new pshat. He didn't do anything unusual. A normal tzoros three times. What's that lock of an animal that's tzoros once? How much do you pay? How much do you pay for what? Let's say we go for it. Why would he do it the second time, third time? Why would he do it the fourth time? Is there anything of mood on tzoros? Is there anything to transform chatzinezek of tzoros, which was always good, okay, into full internetic shopping? That's the machleik of the blood.
Greg
is always an addiction. Here is the hilfs of Khatinezek. Is it Dafka, Khatinezek? Forever! Oh no, Khatinezek three times and then fourth time addiction. That's the shayla of Rebrozan Hakom. Rebrozan Sava, Yesha Don, it's Surya's, that there is a dog with Surya's. Kisha Khatinezek, just like every Khatinezek, Sheboy Lali de Ador, that comes eventually to Ador. It comes alidei ador through ador. It comes lechlal nezek shalim into the category of nezek shalim. Harinami, this too. Shetchilos chatzin nezek originally was chatzin nezek ki iayin los hazini when you had the mood three times. You had the ador against it of three times. Meshalim nezek shalim on the fourth time it pays nezek shalim. When we go for you. Why would you pay Migufoi? Atzat Bamos. The first three times you paid Chatzinezek Migufoi because sorry to pay Migufoi. And the fourth time you had some type of new mood, you paid Nezek Sholeh. Only half of it is Me'aliyah, the other half is Migufoi. Yubshat, Givaldik, this is even this chat from Rashi. You have a new pshat, and what? They're actually saying here, Machlok is Zevlon HaChachomim is, what's the din by Tzreiros four times? Do you say Chatzinezek? The rule of Chatzinezek is on the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholeh. And you say, no, what pitom? The reason why the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholeh by normal Chatzinezek is because the first three times were unusual. But the fourth time is usual. You pay Nezek Sholeh. But by Tzoriah, it was always usual. And if the Tzoriah said you only pay Chatzinezek by Tzoriah, you only pay Chatzinezek always, even on the fourth time as well. The Rebbe said this one is began. The Rebbe said you pay. Nezek Chatzinezek for the first three times. On the fourth time, you pay Nezek Sholeh because it's shayev ha'adol. It's shayev to make tzoros into a mud, even when they're all done normally. Says Rashi. We'll come to all the kashas in a minute. Says Rashi, kash shamati ve'ikir. This is the real pshat. This is the main pshat. Avol koshanim. Although it's the main shot, I have a difficulty with it. Given the mikar al ochay, since the first three times are normal, rabbi lo pay chatzinezek, and then it was chatzinezek. Mishalim you only pay chatzinezek. Mali chadzimno, mali meir zimno. What's the chavamin you should pay more than nezek chatzinezek when you did it 100 times? The first time was also dead normal, and the third was chatzinezek. So you did it 3 times, so it became super duper normal. So why should you pay Nezek Sholeh?
That's the level of Rashi Yusinai. That really, you should pay 100% the first time. Right. But rather than saying halacha Rashi Yusinai is a special din for Tzoros that you only ever pay 100%, no, there's a special din by Tzoros that we give it a shame time the first 3 times.
similar to like we were doing here, I mean, the first three times, you walk out. I mean, we've been doing this year with Regal. With Regal, there's a special thing, Martin 69, that we give you a 50% compensation the first three times. I don't know, I'll be 69.
So what you've done with me here, John, is you've said it's a part of the book. We have no idea.
But with the other
but imagine which month they said, which is a good lomnish of all. The halacha mishnah sinai was we give a din of care. Why? It's not the same completely, but we give a din of care.
Or a kamboid.
Yeah, yeah. We give a din of mendah. Tam. We give a din of chatzinezek migufoy, and therefore the full time will become. Why? Why should that be? No idea. Why should we make them?
It's
okay. Why should we make them? Because it's not okay. Why are we making them? Sorry. It's not because of the person.
People allowed it to go about, and it was commonly accepted. Under all, whether or not it's fifth time, hundredth time, or first time, it's still limited to the gufo.
So it could also be
the amount that's actually going to be able to be collected because of that limitation with gufo. Yeah, it could be, there's no difference in how much the person has to pay, the nidon has to pay for, because, you know, for chetzi nezek or shalom nezek, because it still has with gufo.
If you hold the chat more, then it would. So, one second, let me just finish off with this Rashi. Rashi told us a new pshat, which is much easier to understand. It's not the same, except change from Karen to regular. And then it's much easier to understand. But, and Rashi is the Ika, Kapshamantra Ika, but he has a difficulty in it. Some people want to take out the word Ika. Then if you have on your side, you come on. Some people want to be Moichik Ika. I can be Ika if you've got a question on it. But others say, no, my people, you can have Ika. Yeah, Makasha. Start Nishma Makasha. You don't die from a question. We have a question. We have a good shot. There's a question on him. We'll have to have a text. Maybe the text. I'm also wanted to say, come on, the text. So two Malachim we had in Rashi. First Malachim we had in Rashi was that this animal did something unusual. Kuntu Abonon, it goes into the track of regel, and therefore you would pay Chatzi Nezek, only Chatzi Nezek, even after the full time, because since it's now usual, it goes to the track of regel, and there'd be a lot of said, no, Mapatom, that's Karen, and Karen, you keep going, you end up in Nezek Shorim.
The second shot
is an easy one. They were told me I didn't do anything, did it usually. And then you shall know, do we say that animal that did something three times, usually, on the fourth time, does it change your chatzin ezek to nezek shalom? Why should it be? No. It, just like we find by tam such a thing, so do we find by murad. And Rashi says that is the right shot. I just have a difficulty in it that I understand why tam might change it from half to full. The first three times is unusual. And the last time was usual, then we have to pay nezek shalom. They already on the first time was already usual. So maybe this should change on the fourth time to be nezek shalom. So we have to work on some shot. What we have to do for the next couple of days is the next couple of rashis. Hello, the boy. Omar, Roma. So we have to get to Gufo, remember? In the Gemara, we have to get to Gufo. Gufo is in a few more lines in the Gemara. Another 15 lines or so in the Gemara. So Gufo, last word in the line is Gufo. And then we have this long traces to do from Mulaj Chilosi. Lee Neda, on Tuesday. When we will learn together, I will try and bring you some Havana in the first Mahalakh in Rashi. We should have at least one utterance Mahalakh to understand why by Tsoyah is starts off Karen moves on to Regal. What should be the pshat behind it? Rashi says it, but what's the pshat for it? In order, until we get there, first we have to do Klaw, Rashi, the next couple of Rashis, and Tosafot, and then we will be able to try and explain at least a little bit. Try and understand what Rashi was saying.
Second shot,
we're not going with it. Why is it that?
kicks in later on. Did you say something about the third time after the third time? No, I think it's about the double swirls. I think it's the double swirls.
I have to check out my put me on the back of my check
up. Well, why would the second shot be?
Let me just save a mic for them.
Okay, see, we'll see on Tuesday, Mietz Hashem.
I'm looking forward. Thank you. Okay. God bless.
My parents. And then
you're
sure after having votes.